Unit 15.
Short conversations. In this section, you will hear 20 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. 1. If you hadn't mentioned their dinner party, I could have gone home.
That would have been the third time you've disappointed them this month.
What's he going to do?
2. Wow, did you see the bicycle that boy just rode past on?
That wasn't a bad-looking bike. I wouldn't mind having one like it.
What does the man say about the bicycle?
3. How did Mr. McLeod's project turn out? I heard he had trouble with the financing, and he then couldn't get the land he wanted.
It's true. He did have difficulties, but it couldn't have turned out better.
What did you learn about Mr. McLeod?
4. Jane told me that she was going to quit her job. I'd certainly be sorry to see her go.
Oh, she always says that. I wouldn't buy her a going away present if I were you.
What does the man think about Jane? 5. I just made up a quart of orange juice this morning, and now I can't find it anywhere. Do you know what happened to it?
Did you hear a crash earlier? That was it. I'm just as clumsy as ever.
What is the problem?
6. You really seem to enjoy your literature class.
I sure do. It's opened new worlds for me. I'm exposed to the thoughts of some of the world's best writers. I've never read so much in my life.
Why is she so excited?
7. The charity appeal raised only half of what it expected.
250,000 is respectable, however.
How much money did they expect to raise?
8. Don't make a sound and you won't get hurt. Now hand over your pocketbook. Make it fast.
Here, take what you want. I won't scream. Just don't hurt me.
What's going on?
9. Don't take too long at the snack bar. It's a quarter after 12.
It's okay. We have 45 minutes before the plane leaves.
What time is their departure scheduled? 10. There are so many children at the school, I wonder how the teacher keeps track of them.
I used to get cold feet at the thought of teaching a class of 100. That's a fact.
What is the man's attitude towards teaching?
11. This isn't the worst hotel that I've been in.
It's nothing like what I'd imagined.
What does the woman think?
12. There is a table for 8 over there. I think Tom should have invited Mary to the party, don't you?
It's none of our business. If Tom had wanted to invite her, he would have.
What did the woman say about Tom? 13. It's so hot today. I was going to wash the car and mow the lawn, but I'm not sure I should.
I agree. You should relax in heat like this. Too much exertion could cause you to faint.
What will she probably do?
14. Did you hear what Mr. Green said? It was something about the date when our book reports would be due.
He said we could hand them in whenever we had them done. But they must be in November 13, if not before.
When must the book reports be given to Mr. Green? 15. Your blood pressure is quite normal, and there is nothing wrong with your heart or lungs.
But what about these headaches I'm always getting? I'm still worried about them.
What's wrong with the woman?
16. Even though he doesn't particularly like it, I insist on shoveling the walk instead of letting my husband do it.
Well, that's the smart thing to do. After all, he had a heart attack not too long ago.
What is the husband's feeling about his wife doing the shoveling? 17. Did we have an assignment for Monday? I don't have anything written down.
Nothing to read in the textbook, but we have to see a movie and write a paragraph about it.
What have the students been assigned to do before Monday?
18. I'm tired of Bill's remarks. I don't know why he wants to look at everything in such a negative way.
Why don't you do what I do, John, and take his comments with a grain of salt?
According to the woman, what should John do about Bill?
19. Do you think that the possibility of cold weather and snow will affect the results of the game?
Well, the Steelers are accustomed to playing in bad weather, so it shouldn't make any difference to them.
How do the man's feelings compare with those of the woman? 20. Here is a 10.
That's $2.39 for the book, and here is your change. $2.40, $2.50, $3, $4, $5, and $5 makes 10.
About how much was the book?
Passage. In country after country, talk of non-smokers' rights is in the air, while a majority of countries have taken little or no action yet. Some 30 nations have introduced legal steps to control smoking. Many laws have been introduced in other countries to help clear the air for non-smokers or to cut cigarette consumption. In some developed countries, the consumption of cigarettes has become more or less stabilized. However, in many developing nations, cigarette smoking is seen as a sign of economic progress and is even encouraged. As more tobacco companies go international, new markets are sought to gain new smokers in those countries. There has been a great concern about children smokers. It has been shown that children who smoke have certain characteristics. Compared with non-smokers, they are more rebellious. Their work deteriorates as they move up school. They are more likely to leave school early and are more often delinquent and sexually precocious. There are a number of factors which determine the onset of smoking, and these are largely psychological and social. They include availability of cigarettes, curiosity, rebelliousness, appearing tough, anticipation of adulthood, social confidence, the example of parents and teachers, and smoking by friends and older brothers and sisters. Smoking is harmful to the health of people, and great efforts should be made to inform young people, especially of the dreadful consequences of taking up the habit. The example set by people in authority, especially parents, health workers, and teachers, is of prime importance. School rules should forbid smoking by children on the premises. And teachers, too, should not smoke on school premises, at least not in front of the children. It should be much easier to prevent children from starting to smoke than to persuade adults to give up the habit once established. World governments should conduct serious campaigns against it. Restrictions on cigarette advertisements, plus health warnings on packages, and bans on public smoking in certain places such as theaters, cinemas, and restaurants, are the most popular tools used by nations in support of non-smokers or in controlling smoking. But world attention also is focusing on another step, which will make the smoker increasingly self-conscious and uncomfortable about his habit, and cigarette price should be boosted. In the long run, there is no doubt that everyone would be much better off if smoking were forbidden altogether. But people are not ready for such strong action. Questions. 1. Which of the following is true according to the passage? 2. Where are there more new smokers? 3. What factor can you learn from the passage will start a smoker? 4. Which of the following is not a commonly used method in controlling smoking? 5. What is the author's attitude to the habit of smoking, judging from this passage?
Story. Once an old gentleman went to see a doctor. The doctor examined him and said, "Medicine won't help you. You must have a complete rest. Go to a quiet country place for a month. Go to bed early, drink milk, walk a lot, and smoke just one cigar a day." "Thank you very much," said the old gentleman. "I shall do everything you say." A month later, the gentleman came to the doctor. "How do you do?" said the doctor. "I'm very glad to see you. You look much younger." "Oh, doctor," said the gentleman, "I feel quite well now. I had a good rest. I went to bed early. I drank a lot of milk. I walked a lot. Your advice certainly helped me. But you told me to smoke one cigar a day, and that one cigar a day almost killed me at first. It's no joke to start smoking at my age.